Welcome to Meeple to Meeple, uniting players around the world. A 30-minute exploration of PJ and Gareth's four-game experiences from across both sides of the Atlantic. Each episode, they share their thoughts and opinions on the world of board games, including their favourite themes, games, hot topics, and much, much more.
Hey guys, welcome to episode 74, A Cajun in the UK. Oh yeah. As always, I'm PJ, and today is a special episode. They're all special, really. But I'm solo today. No Gareth. He is on the road for work, and I am getting ready, along with my wife, Mrs. Cajun Gamer. We are getting ready to fly to London. So at the time of recording, we leave in less than 48 hours. But when you listen to this, we'll already be in London. So I thought I would talk a little bit about my expectations and our plans for our two-week excursion through southern and central England. I'm going to talk about a few of the games that we are, in fact, taking with us on the airplane. And then I did a post where I asked you, our listeners, to submit one game that you would take on an international flight to keep yourself entertained. So I'll close out the episode with that. So thanks for listening. It's a little unusual. It's weird. I have no one to talk to. So it's just like you have to listen to me drone on for 30 minutes or more for that. I apologize. But so here we go. So like I said, a Cajun in the UK, this is my first time leaving the country ever. My wife has traveled, compared to me extensively, when she was in undergrad and grad school. So this is her second time in England. I think she spent like a day or less in London. But this is my first time leaving the United States, and it's exciting. Most exciting of all is it's the first time that Gareth and PJ will meet in real life. The Meeple to Meeple connection will be made, and we're going to record what would presumably be episode 75, which is just a milestone for us. We will be in the same room looking at one another the whole while. So look forward to that. That should be fun. So we're going to spend 4 days in London, and we're going to be tourists, and we're going to do all the touristy things and, you know, the shopping and the museums and everything like that. I do say personally, I am looking forward to seeing both the Rosetta Stone and the Elgin Marbles at the British Museum, putting aside any, you know, all your socio-anthropological and political opinions about colonialism. Yes, these things are bad, and I realize it, so we want to speak to that. But if I want to see the Rosetta Stone and the Elgin Marbles, I have to go to the British Museum in London, and I'm looking forward to that. I mean, I devoted greater part of 10, 12 years of my life to the study of ancient Greek and Roman history, and so to see them in person I'm really looking forward to that. And just experiencing London and the food, because, man, there's so much food. And, if you say one thing about us Cajuns, we love to eat, and I'm not afraid to eat anything, and it don't matter whether it's spicy or not, I'm ready to go. So I am looking forward to fish and chips, of course, a traditional English breakfast. Blood sausage is a new one for me. I'm looking forward to that. That should be kind of exciting. I feel like there should be a board game where you guess it would be set collection, as you would be eating all the international cuisines in some sort of a market or something like that. I know there's the farmer's market, which is a cool little tile placement game, but, yeah, so it's going to be like 4 days of exploring London, real-life gaming. So let's talk about the games that we have packed, that we are bringing with us on the airplane, although I imagine we won't play them on the way to London because we'll be sleeping. It is a overnight flight. But we packed Love Letter, obviously, for its size, and we did pack Next Station London, because what's more appropriate than playing Next Station London in your hotel room or at a cafe in London. So we did do that. Of course, we only brought like a few sheets. We didn't take the whole thing, but we've got enough of those. We also used Cartographer color pencils instead of the color pencils that come with Next Station London because they're smaller and more compact. So we were able to fit those in a single box. The other thing we're taking with us is Rolling Realms. Now, as you know, if you have a copy of Rolling Realms or have played Rolling Realms before, there's multiple player decks, right? And all the decks are the same so that you can play. And then the two dice and the dry erase markers. So two dry erase markers, two complete decks of the realms and the dice. And that's all we need. So we don't have to take the whole packet. And if somebody wants to play Rolling Realms in real life while we're in England, well, we have our decks. We're ready to go, and we have all the promos. We have everything that's come out, all the realms. So we're ready to do that. So that's Rolling Realms, Love Letter, and Next Station London are our three games that we're taking with us with the hopes of playing on the airplane, with the hopes of playing in the hotel room, at night or maybe at breakfast or in the pub or something like that. There's a lot of other games, and we'll talk about them, that you've recommended. There's so many options we could have taken. But obviously we want to pack light because we are in London. Well, we are in England for 2 weeks, and we're going to be in London for 4 days. Then we're going to go down to Southampton for 3 days, where we will meet up with Gareth and his wife and daughter and hang out and play some games in his game room and have dinner with the Southampton gaming group that Thursday night. And then on Saturday, April 6th, so if you live anywheres in southern England, and in my opinion as Americans, driving 3 hours is easy peasy, you should all come to Southampton. We will be hosting Cajun Con. I think there's 25 or 30 people that have committed that are going to be there. It's a little one-day gaming convention. Bring your own food. Bring your own booze. And we're gonna game all day. There have been talks of an obsession tournament. There were talks of maybe playing Feudum or Nemesis. Tons of other things as well. Just bring your games and come play. They're gonna do a bring and buy, so that'll be interesting. So maybe I'll buy a secondhand game from somebody to take back home. Who knows? That'll be fun. There are a few of you I know are not able to make it, and I'm really disappointed and sad because I was looking forward to meeting so many of you. I'm still looking forward to meeting all of you anyway, so it's fine. But yeah. So that's Southampton. So that's Cajun Con, April 6th. That's a Saturday. So if you're listening, come to Southampton. Think about it. Even for the day. Take the train down from Oxford or Nottingham or, drive down from Bristol. Take the train from Manchester or Leeds. Come spend the day with us. Let's play games. Let's hang out. It's going to be fun. It's going to be great. It's going to be fantastic. I can't wait to just, dive in gaming. And, I don't know if we're going to record episode 75 from Cajun Con or whether we're going to do that on the day before or the day after. I'm not sure. After that, my wife and I are going to take the train up to Bath, and we're going to spend 2 days there. I'm looking forward to that because I'm really excited to see the Roman baths, an intact Roman site. Like I said before, I dedicated so much of my life to studying ancient Roman history to see a Roman bath. Yes, it may not be the bath where Julius Caesar or Cicero visited, but Roman citizens bathed in these springs, and that to me is significant. I'm really interested in looking forward to that as well. So there's the Jane Austen Center. We'll go to the Royal Crescent, a few other things in Bath. So it should be fun, right? And it's supposed to be a beautiful city, right? There's an annual competition for the most beautiful city in England, and Bath sits out of the contest because they were winning it consistently every year. I don't remember all the details, but our British listeners will know exactly what I'm talking about. And so I'm looking forward to that. That should be pretty fun. After that, we'll take the short train ride over to Oxford, where we will meet up with Craig and Becky. That's Get Into Games and Mrs. Get Into Games. And they're going to take us back to their house. We're going to stay with them for a few days. They're going to put us up. That's going to be fun. And then Games with Beanie and My Shelf Life, Brad and Susie will come up because they won't make CajunCon. They're on vacation, but they're going to come up to Daventry, and we're all going to get together and game for a fun day. That'll be interesting. That should be fun. I'm looking forward to chocolates and strawberries and waffles. Oh my. Along with all the board games in the Get Into the Games On Air Studios. I'm looking forward to that. That should be exciting. Hopefully we'll get in a game of Distilled. Craig and I have been wanting to play that for a while. If you listened to, I think it was episode 3, it was 2 or 3 of Get Into Games On Air, where Becky and Craig talked about their top 10. Distilled made both their top 10 lists. My wife and I love Distilled, so hopefully we'll get to play Distilled. What else? Planet Unknown hit their top 10, so we're looking forward to playing that. We're still waiting for our copy to arrive. We backed it some time ago. We were late pledgers, so we're waiting for our copy of Planet Unknown, and hopefully we'll get to play that with Craig and Becky. That'll be a lot of fun. I'm sure if you watched last week's episode, if you listened to last week's episode of Get Into Games On Air, you heard Becky and Craig talk about their new obsession, and that is Star Wars Unlimited, where I think they did a live unboxing of an entire box of packs of cards. Craig, I expect the bedroom to be wallpapered with Star Wars Unlimited cards. I expect that project to be done before I get here. that's been a joke between Craig and I. It's like, you have so many cards, you have so many duplicates, you could just wallpaper a whole wall. One accent wall of the bedroom would be fine. Thank you. There may be a game of that too. I feel like they're gonna want to play that. So, and who can blame them, right? Cause that's a huge investment. But definitely looking forward to staying with them and playing with them and enjoying their village where they live, and just experiencing for 2 days, 2.5 days, a little bit of their life, and they're sharing it with us. And that's going to be really exciting. And we say this all the time. You hear this constantly. It's the beauty of our community, right? Is that we share not only a hobby, but we share our lives with one another. And I'm really looking forward to that. I think more than all the tourist stuff, that's really what I'm looking forward to. I had someone just the other day ask me what I was most looking forward to in England before we go. And I mean, naturally I said, yeah, I'm really looking forward to seeing the Elgin Marbles. But above that, I'm really looking forward to seeing and visiting all of our board game friends, meeting you all for the first time. I think it's going to be the most exciting part for me. I'll try to maintain my composure. I'm really looking forward to that. So yeah. And then after that, we'll head down. I think, we're going to go to Oxford for a day, or somewhere outside of Oxford. There's a French manor house. Craig and Becky have agreed to take us to as part of the National Trust. So that'll be fun. Maybe get in a game of Obsession outside of a manor home. That'll be fun too. And then we fly home on the 12th. And I think because that's a trip where we leave Heathrow middle of the day, but we get back to Springfield, Illinois, 6:30 in the evening. So we'll want to stay awake to avoid the jet lag as much as possible. We've got Love Letter, we've got Rolling Realms, we've got Next Station London to keep us occupied. Although I'm really looking forward to playing Next Station London in London. It'd be really cool. I don't know, but in the tube, if there's like a cafe somewhere is really like right next to a station, I would love to play Next Station London while in a station in London. That would be really cool. I love all those little meta moments that we create for ourselves. And I think that would be super exciting as well. So yeah, that'll be great. Look, it's really amazing. I'm still surprised. I'm leaving the country, guys, for the first time. It's a little overwhelming as it approaches. But like I said, by the time y'all are listening to this, I'm going to be gallivanting the streets of London, passing a good time and showing the British how Cajuns do it, because we'd like to do it right. To all of our friends in England that we would be visiting, you know, if you open up your kitchen, I can cook for you and we'll pass a good time. I would look forward to sharing some of my culinary heritage with you, as well as playing board games, because that's what I'm all about. I want to cook for you and I want to play games with you. Those are my love languages, right? Let me cook for you and let me play games with you. That is like the end all be all of what I would love to experience and share with all of you. So, and I'm going to get to do that with Gareth. Oh my God, that's going to be amazing. I can't wait. Can't wait. So that being said, I'm going to get to the end of this episode. It's kind of weird to prattle on when you're by yourself and there's no one to feed off of here. So this episode may be a little bit shorter than what you're accustomed to, and I apologize for that. But so I took down some notes. This is from all the responses I got on Instagram. I had posted an image of Tower Bridge in London, and I asked the question, what one game would you take with you on an international flight? I should have been, based on the responses, I should have been a little bit more specific. These were games meant to be played on the airplane, and of course with a partner, because I'll have my wife with me, to keep us entertained on the flight. There were a lot of conditions, there were a lot of maybes, so maybe I should have been a little bit more clear, and that's on me, and I accept that. But I want to go through some of these, so make sure you're listening, because your name should pop up. If I missed anyone, I apologize, but I tried to get everybody's response. Some of you put multiple responses, so I may not get to all of them, but yeah. So John from Triwin Games, our good friend, who we will meet at CajunCon, he recommended Tokyo Highway. I'd love to see how I play Tokyo Highway. Just a little bit of turbulence will make all the little roads and wooden cars fall off. That would be just tragic and lose pieces. But I appreciate the suggestion. Erlena at Mostly Solo, our friend in the Netherlands. Rotterdam, I think. I think you're from Rotterdam. And I know that you're going to correct me when you listen to this episode, you suggested Numsters, because it takes up no space and you play with your hands, and so you can play that on the airplane. So I'm gonna have to check that out. That'll be kind of exciting. Good to know. And I appreciate that you understood the assignment, right? Sam, at SamJeremy87, he suggested Fleet the Dice Game. I don't have that game, but I would be a good candidate to play with the tray backs down on an airplane for sure. So thank you for that, Sam. Our good friend, Alex at Pink Meeple, who unfortunately will not be making CajunCon. It just didn't work out. She suggested My City Roland Build. You know, it's interesting. So, we talked about, because we're in the middle of another campaign of My City Roland Build. And like, we could easily just tear the sheets that we need and the two dice. We could do that. We could fit it into our luggage. So we may, I don't know, but it's a good choice. By the way, that's a great game. It's better than My City, like the actual board game itself. The Roland Build is awesome. And if your friends have a copy, you can go through Zoom or Discord or any video conferencing and play it with one another. That's a lot of fun. We, Katie and I, both played it with Craig and Becky over Discord, through video conferencing, played the whole thing. We had a lot of fun. That was a really great game. So Alex, thank you so much. Be safe, and I'm sorry you won't make it to CajunCon. Our dear friend Anna, Analelis 19 from Brazil, she suggested Sea Salt and Paper, an excellent choice. It is compact. It is easy to play. It doesn't take up much space. So an airplane tray back would be excellent. Someone else also suggested it and said you'd be flying over sea and salt. So that's kind of meta. I like that. I like that a lot. So that's a great one. So Anna, thank you so much for that. our dear friend, Adri at Wanderer Meeple, she suggested Welcome 2. She did say, you know, well, it kind of depends on space. It depends on theme and what you're interested in playing. And she's absolutely right on all accounts. But Welcome 2 is a good option. We thought about Welcome 2, but the way we'd have to pack it, we'd have to fold the sheets in half, and we didn't want to have a crease running through it. We opted out of Welcome 2, but I know that our friends in England have Welcome 2, and it may hit one of the tables at CajunCon, and I sure hope it does, because it accommodates a lot of players. So everyone could play this one game, and that would be a lot of fun. So thank you for that. Vanessa, at Miss In Pieces, our dear friend from, outside of Venice, Italy, she will not be at CajunCon, but she will be on vacation in Berlin, Germany. So do have a great trip to Berlin. She had a lot of suggestions, and I love her for this. She suggested Penny Dreadfuls. She suggested Next Station London, which is an excellent choice because we're taking it with us. She also suggested Get on Board. Well, we'll be on board a plane, and we'll be on board trains too. So that's a really great thematic option to take on a plane as well. So Vanessa, thank you, and have a great trip. Our wonderful, wonderful sweet friend Nate at NMiller39 on Instagram. he suggested Stool Pigeon. And for those of you who know and have listened to the episode Nate was on, Nate is the designer of Stool Pigeon, and he admits to being very biased. But that's his game. Game fits, that would be a great option. It would work really well on an airplane. So Stool Pigeon's a great option if you're thinking about traveling internationally and you need a game to take with you on the planes, a Stool Pigeon. And Nate, we will accept your bias. We all have them, and we love you all the more. So thank you so much for that. Now we get into, let's see, so Steven at Nashville Board Game Guy, who I had the pleasure of meeting and playing several games with, played an amazing game of Terrascape with him while we were in Nashville at Tennessee Game Days. He suggested the Star Wars deck building game, which I think would work. It's a two-player game. Cards don't usually take up a lot of space. I don't know about the market in between, I mean, because we are sitting side by side, but I mean, it could work. I don't have a copy of Star Wars deck building game. But certainly it is a good option. And so, Stephen, thank you for the suggestion. Thanks for listening. And thank you so much for hosting me in your home when we were in Nashville. So I appreciate that. Sergio at Board Gaming Animals, he suggested, and I love him for it, Gloomhaven Buttons and Bugs, which just recently came out, the solo Gloomhaven campaign. Unfortunately, I don't know. I could let Katie play that, and I could just watch or like run the monsters or something. That would be kind of fun. But, yeah. And then Hadrian's Wall was the other suggestion. Little too many pieces, but again, it's a good option. That's a solid game. We love it. I have a 100% win rating with Hadrian's Wall. So I'm really excited about that. And then our dear friend, Cassie, at Spooky Meeples, lives just outside of Liverpool. Apparently, there's going to be a train strike on the day that she's supposed to come down to CajunCon. I'm hoping it works out. Cassie, if you're listening, I hope you figure the train situation out, because I can't wait to meet you and play French Quarter and talk about New Orleans with you. She also suggested sea salt and paper while on a plane. And again, it's a great option. It's a great option. I saved the best for last. These two have both been on our show multiple times and clearly did not understand the assignment whatsoever. And I think their suggestions are more about a reflection of them than it is about the question at hand. First up is Adam at Tabletop Vibes. Adam is one of my Rose Bros. Adam had to, we both experienced a 5.5 car ride to and another one coming back from Nashville. There's very little that we don't know about one another at this point. But my Rose Bro, Adam, he suggested Wonderland Wars. Wonderland Wars is great. I love playing it. It's amazing. Where am I supposed to play it at on the airplane? I'm not really sure. We could play it at CajunCon. I know Gareth has it, and it's the first game that Gareth ever painted. He uses the army painter, Fast Paints. So he painted the minis. So that could be fun. That would be awesome. I would love to get in like a 5-player Wonderland Wars with Gareth. That would be great. Thank you for the recommendation, Adam. And I cannot wait for the Rose Bros to unite once again. It's going to be epic. And then finally is Craig at Get Into Games, our lovely, lovely friend Craig, who suggested Nemesis. When he made this suggestion, like, how am I supposed to play Nemesis on an airplane? And his response was, just put it on the floor in the aisle. yeah, because everyone's going to be okay with that. Well, I guess if they're asleep, we could do that, maybe. I don't think Katie's going to go for it. Oh, well. Thank you, Craig, for that. So that is all of your suggestions. I missed one. I just realized that's at Gaming Wife suggested Hive. And we thought about Hive. Great game to transport. Go to a pub, on the airplane. We thought about it. So great option. Thank you so much for that recommendation as well. So thanks guys for participating in this. I appreciate it. You gave me a little bit of material to kind of talk about. If you're flying internationally, then here is a whole list of games that our good friends from the community recommend that you take with you when you're on an international flight. If anyone posted after I recorded this, I apologize and I missed you. Know that I still love you very much. And you're not forgotten in my hearts, in my thoughts. So I'm looking forward to this is going to be a great 2 weeks. It should be fun. It's going to be, one of the highlights of my life, recording episode 75 in England in the same room as Gareth is just going to be phenomenal. I don't have words, and it's going to be awesome, and I can't wait. So I look forward to that. And I've almost made it to 30 minutes. Wow. You guys are beautiful to listen to me prattle on about my upcoming trip and not trying to instill FOMO at all, but then participating too and making gaming recommendations for my wife and I on the airplane. I got to say, I feel loved and I feel appreciated, and I am just so grateful to you all. As this Cajun from Southern Louisiana is going to go to the United Kingdom and hopefully not upset anybody. I tell you what, you know what would be really cool is if I could get in the Buckingham Palace and cook for the king. That would be really cool. Cook him up a nice pot of gumbo. He can enjoy a meal and just relax. He ain't gonna give him a mission. I can imagine that, but that would be a lot of fun. Anyway, thank you guys for listening. As always, I remain the Cajun gamer. your dear friend, PJ. Gareth, I can't wait to see you. I can't wait to game with you. More importantly, we're going to record episode 75 together in the same room. That's going to be so awesome, and I can't wait for all of you to listen in. So thank you for all of your thoughts. Thank you for all your prayers. Thank you for all your recommendations. And remember, as always, to game on. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Please subscribe. And as always, we'd love to hear your thoughts and ideas. So make sure to leave those in the comments. And don't forget, you can also chat with us both on Instagram @MeepleToMeeple.